Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Evening at 6:15, we're on till Zane. At 7 o'clock tonight, we've got a little bit of a surprise for Zane coming up as well, which I think he might like. And now it's time for Are You Sick? Right. I've got some things here that are not funny, okay? And if you laugh, then you're sick, all right?
Okay.
So let me know if you laugh on 81199 at any of these things. And right. It instantly means that you're not right, okay? Right, we're going to play this with Laura and Chappers as well. Let me know wherever you are tonight if you laugh at these, all right?
Okay.
First of all, what's the worst thing that could happen if you're a newsreader on the TV and you're reading out a story about something really tragic which has happened? You laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to this. Right, remember, if you laugh, you are sick. Okay.
A fire crash leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people lost control, crossed the median, and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. The two... Excuse me. The two people in the room... The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi... This is a sad story, excuse me, were killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
That is terrible, isn't it?
But there isn't even anything funny at all in that.
Not at all. What is he laughing about? Laura, you laughed.
Because he can hear him wanting to crack up.
Witnesses say there were several explosions. The two... Excuse me.
You're sick.
That's awful.
Let me know if you laughed. That's not right.
No.
Okay, I've got a story now.
Yeah.
From a... newspaper in Thailand.
Okay.
Bangkok. A hippopotamus... That's not funny.
That isn't. You just laughed at Bangkok.
God.
You said Bangkok.
Yeah, it's like the capital of Thailand.
Okay.
Right, good. Bangkok.
I'm not laughing yet.
Sorry.
Shut up. A hippopotamus swallowed a circus dwarf. in a freak accident in northern Thailand, according to a columnist in the Pattaya Mail. The Grapevine column reported, a circus dwarf died recently when he bounced sideways from a trampoline and was swallowed by a yawning hippopotamus... waiting to appear in the next act.
That's not true.
It's in the paper. Vet said Hilda the hippo had a gag reflex which caused her to swallow. More than 1,000 spectators continued to applaud wildly until they realised there'd been a tragic mistake. You're sick. You're sick.
Is that can't be true.
It's true. That's an actual story. The entire male.
The dwarf bounced sideways just at the same time as a hippo.
The
boss
was yawning, and that was it. That was the end of him. You're sick. And finally, this is a reporter from Brazil, okay, doing a report on wine and different kind of grape varieties and stuff. I presume it's in Portuguese, I think. And he goes from one set of grapes to the next, but he kind of touches this something he touches in the greenhouse... and gets a massive belt. He gets electrocuted. Remember?
Right, go on.
Remember, if you laugh at this,
okay,
you're sick.
A fire crash leaves...
No, that's the wrong one. You've already laughed at that. You're sick if you laugh at this.
Estas mais de mesa. Aqui do lado, Pederneiras. Aqui, por exemplo, tem...
Voltamos em seguida com o esporte e o comentário do Paulo Roberto Falcão. Até já.
What I quite like about that is this bloke's been electrocuted. Then it goes back to the studio. She doesn't refer to him at all. She's like, coming next, it's the sports.
Aqui, por exemplo, tem...
You're sick. You really are.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, now it's time for the Flirt Divert text messages. As you know, we play the messages on Radio 1, the voicemails. But like any phone, it also receives texts and we get thousands every day on the Flirt Divert.
And pictures, doesn't it?
And pictures, yep. I haven't checked them for a while. Probably not best to.
Are you sure?
Not for a while. Now, Laura's in charge every week of getting a celebrity to read out the Flirt Divert text. Didn't go well last week at all, and she ended up doing that stupid voice changer machine, which was a low point, I'd say, in your career.
But did you let everybody down?
Everyone.
Yeah, including myself.
Including yourself,
so,
yes.
Laura, who have you got reading out the Flirt Divert text for us today?
This week I've got that bloke from Big Brother.
Which bloke from Big Brother?
That bloke from Big Brother. That one.
What, the bloke? That Geordie that won it?
The voiceover guy. Marcus, the voiceover man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's famous.
So it's the Geordie bloke off of Big Brother reading out the Flirt Divert text. Mm. Well, that's quite good. Okay, here's the first one.
Hi, Tasha. It's Dan from Spalding. You don't know me, but if you're wondering how I got fat, Warren gave me it when I was down in Cambridge. TB.
What? Hey? What does that mean? Is that some kind of predicted text error?
Wondering how...
Hi, Tasha. It's Dan from Spalding. You don't know me, but if you're wondering how I got fat, Warren gave me it when I was down in Cambridge. TB.
I think he's been on the F Cup cookies. Right. What?
I'm just going through the predictive text to find out what fat might be. No.
No?
No.
Hi, sexy. How's you?
Oh, we've all sent that one, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, sexy. How's you?
That was in my sent items this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
Your mum didn't reply to mine.
Oi.
Hi. It was great to see you again. Believe it or not, I can cope with the truth. Would have been good if you'd stayed. Would love to lay on the sofa with you. X.
See, I think that's supposed to be a kiss.
Yeah.
But he makes everything sound really sinister.
X. Okay, you believe her. Ask for proof. If she can give you a real solid proof, then you can be mad at me. But I'm telling you that I haven't sent her any insulting texts since.
Laura, did you ask him to get out of his Big Brother mode? Because he hasn't.
Does he have anger management problems?
He makes everything sound really scary. 12:49.
I think you'll find it's a lot better than last week.
Hey, just to tell you that I put you in my phone. And if you don't text me soon, I will delete you. But it's a shame because you sounded fit. And I liked you, but it's now up to you. Text back, plaz.
Now, does that person really speak like that?
That could have been a really nice text.
You.
He's making everybody sound like psychos.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
Ooh.
What?
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
Now, that could either be their flatmate.
Yeah.
Who's a bit cranky. Or it might be a pet name for
Mr. Cranky.
What do you call yours?
I don't have a name for mine.
No.
I'm sorry.
What? Okay.
Why, what do you call yours?
I don't have a name
I don't have a name for Mini Mark.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
That's what I'm going to call mine.
Yeah, I'm thinking Mr. Cranky's quite good.
Hi, babe. Hope you got home safely. We should do that again, if it's legal. Lol. Give us a ring, sexy. You toy soldier.
Danny just sounds really aggressive.
Really scary.
Lol. Lol. Help. Mike keeps laughing at me.
We've all had that one before.
You said you was going to text me.
A lot of people want the Mr. Cranky message as their message alert when their phone goes off. I'll talk to the people in the download department.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
A lot of people are now telling us what they call theirs. Well, I don't really want to know that.
It's one from somebody who says they call theirs Russell the Love Muscle.
Mm.
And then another person calls theirs Pedro. What's yours called?
I haven't got a name for it, thanks.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
Have you never had a name for it?
No, have you?
No, never. I just would imagine that you might have done.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
Why do you think I'd name my...
I don't know. I just thought that you might have done.
Do you like my new...
It's a good one, that. You like that, don't
it's
you?
Quite good, yeah. Isn't it?
It's got real force
real
behind
force
it.
Behind
sounds
it.
Like... Oh, it sounds huge.
Makes this one sound really limp.
That's mine.
Yeah, me. You.
Yeah, you keep believing that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now some amazing innuendo bingo. Loads of people have told me about this on the email, so thank you very much. This is from Jamie Oliver's new show, which was on Channel 4 last night. It's got a new series. It's very simple cookery. You think he takes like one ingredient or something and makes something out of it?
One ingredient?
Nothing. Well, you know, not much.
Okay.
It's nothing fancy. Right. Nice simple cookery show. And it is innuendo bingo ahoy on there, I tell you.
So we got the flours done, we got my balls ready, and I'm going to make a lovely light batter.
This is the best for some time.
So you know if you've got nice batter. Finger in. Does that sort of thinly coat it? Absolutely. Beautiful. Happy with that. Now what I want to do is get my lovely balls and just plop them into that silky batter. Shake the balls about. Happy days. And even your balls. Pick your balls up very gently and plop them in the oil. Right, let's get these babies out.
I don't know. But we need to watch that show every week, I think you'll find.
I'm not sure I want to.
So we got the flours done, we got my balls ready, and I'm going to make a lovely light batter.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Do you remember, ages ago now, P. Diddy ran this competition on his website, on YouTube and his MySpace, saying that he wanted a new personal assistant, and you have to upload your video onto his site, and then the public will choose who gets to be his new PA. So Laura did one.
Yo, Puff! Wagwan! Hi, it's Laura here. I'm from New York. No, I'm from Old York. You're from New York.
And we even got on CNN with that.
You sent me a text when I was on holiday saying it was on CNN.
It actually was.
Really?
Yeah. You were on as well.
What?
Going, get off me!
What, with Laura's foot on my back?
Yeah.
Right.
All over the world on CNN, baby.
Excellent. Another high point of my career.
Yeah. Now, we don't know when this is closing or anything. People are still uploading their videos to try and be P. Diddy's PA. And we don't have any idea when the closing date is and when the winner's announced or anything. But there have been loads more people putting their videos onto his website.
All right.
Listen to this girl. She sounds quite good.
Diddy, I'm so excited. I used to tell my girlfriend to watch and see. One day I'm going to be Diddy's personal assistant. I just didn't know how I was going to get there. So thank you for this opportunity.
Right, so she used to tell all her friends that she was going to be P. Diddy's personal assistant, but she didn't know how to do it. And then, what are the chances of that?
Wow.
He runs a competition on his website. She sorted, didn't she?
Lucky her.
That's amazing. Do you know why she wanted to be his assistant?
I have no idea.
When I was a little girl, I watched WKRP Cincinnati, the character Jennifer, played by Lonnie Anderson, and I knew then that I wanted to be a secretary.
So she used to watch a show about a radio station in America,
right.
And... She wanted to be the secretary of that show, and that's when she knew that she wanted to be an assistant.
Oh, blah, that's nice.
It's like a dream come true for her. Isn't that great?
You should also know that I grew up in a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and I know how to work hard.
Wow. Hmm. So in between like all the red carpet stuff, if Diddy's got any cows that need milking, she's your woman. She's a farm girl.
Does he have quite? Does he keep quite a lot of animals?
I think he probably does, but she could milk them anytime.
She's got a lot going for her. You couldn't do that, could you?
No.
Never milked a cow.
No.
Maybe you should learn.
Yeah.
Because farm girl's going to get you otherwise.
She's stiff competition.
You should also know that I grew up in a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and I know how to work hard.
Right, I've got another one now, and she has a load of different languages right under her belt. Listen.
Well, Mr. President. Hola, el presidente. Bonsoir, monsieur president. Konnichiwa.
She is proper multilingual, isn't she?
I have a lot of great ideas to bring to you. Yes, I am. The goose who has laid the golden egg, but I'm not going to lift up my skirts and let people see that golden egg unless they pay me.
What?
She's got a golden egg
she's
under
got a
her skirt.
Egg, she's not going to lift a skirt up and show anyone her golden egg.
Unless you pay her.
Yeah.
I've heard about women like her.
I need to hear that again, I think.
I have a lot of great ideas to bring to you. Yes, I am. the goose who has laid the golden egg, but I'm not going to lift up my skirts and let people see that golden egg unless they pay me.
I don't want to see your golden egg, love.
You're better than her, Laura. Mm. Definitely.
I want a golden egg.
You'd let anyone see
your
golden egg.
Yeah, I was going to say, she wouldn't charge, would she?
Oh, you want to see my golden egg again? There it is. Oh, yeah. Hey. Right.
I don't want to see it now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Zane Lowe in 10 minutes. Hey, Zane.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
I'm very well.
Now, I've got something I want to play you that I've just been sent earlier today.
These
right?
are always my favourites.
You look kind of apprehensive.
I think
really?
You like
no, that's excitement. Don't get it confused.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
Excitement. That's my excited face. This is my apprehensive face.
Right.
And now,
the excited?
Excited.
Oh. See? There's a subtle difference there.
It's kind of ass backwards, isn't it? Yeah. When you think about it, it's kind of ass backwards.
I'm pleased to announce you now have your own tribute act.
Get out of town.
Seriously.
Really?
I want to. Do you know this man? Check it out.
Wayne Lowe on Radio Clatterbridge. Every Wednesday morning from 10 till 12, join me, Wayne Lowe, on Radio Clatterbridge for the Radio Clatterbridge Coffee Club. Oh, yes, indeed. Bringing you your favourite songs, old and new. The community news, the most wanted as picked by you, plus the exclusive easy listening breeze.
He's good.
And of course, me and 2 hours of fantastic music. The Radio Clatterbridge Coffee Club, 10 till 12, Wednesday mornings. Here when you need us most, it's Radio Clatterbridge.
Yes! Where do you go? Radio Clatterbridge Coffee.
It sounds like it's made up, but it's a real station.
No, it doesn't. No. Oh, this is rough, man, because the thing is, you've sourced this, so you guys can be like, rup-de-doo, it's the Radio Clatterbridge Coffee Club, and I've got to sit here and go, his name's Wayne Lowe. I like him already. I like him already, because his name's Wayne Lowe.
I think he's copying
and
you.
And secondly, you know what? If he's copying me, then, now let me word this very carefully, then I am...
Honoured.
Yes.
Wayne Lowe on Radio Clatterbridge.
Now,
maybe
awesome.
You could copy him and have your own coffee club.
I don't think there's enough commuter news on your show, Zane.
And you so
don't
rough.
You don't have the easy listening breeze.
Coming up in the next hour of Fresh Hits. Wayne Lowe on Radio Clatterbridge.
Can you stop?
I love it that he's called Wayne Lowe.
I love it that he's called Wayne Lowe. I love it that he's a radio DJ. I love it that he's clearly passionate about what he does.
Wayne Lowe on Radio Clatterbridge. Radio
1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.